In 45 BC, Julius Caesar returned to Rome after emerging victorious in the civil war against Pompey and his supporters. His return marked a significant turning point in Roman history, as he was appointed dictator for 10 years, a role that granted him unprecedented power over the Roman Republic. Upon assuming this position, Caesar initiated a series of political and social reforms aimed at stabilizing and revitalizing Rome. One of his first actions was to address the widespread economic disparity and debt that plagued many Roman citizens. He enacted laws that reduced debts and redistributed land to veterans and the poor, seeking to alleviate social tensions and promote economic growth. Caesar also reformed the Roman Senate by increasing its membership from 600 to 900 senators. This expansion included many of his supporters and allies from the provinces, which helped to dilute the power of the traditional senatorial aristocracy and centralize authority under his control. In addition, he restructured the Roman calendar, laying the groundwork for what would become the Julian calendar. This reform corrected the discrepancies of the lunar calendar and standardized timekeeping across the empire. Furthermore, Caesar focused on improving the administration of the provinces. He appointed officials based on merit rather than political connections, aiming to reduce corruption and enhance efficiency in governance. These reforms collectively strengthened Caesar's position, but also stirred resentment among those who feared the erosion of traditional republican values. His accumulation of power set the stage for further conflicts that would ultimately reshape the Roman political landscape.